Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 888-856-8066 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking of trying something new to help your love life? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-888-856-8066 for as little as $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 888-856-8066 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. That's 888-856-8066. Again, 888-856-8066.
As Into Tomorrow continues during our launch of the 27th year on the air, part four of 4 weeks of CES coverage this week. Next week, we're back to regular shows from our Miami studios. Well, we're coming to you from our Miami studios now, even. But we want to hear from you. What did you like most about the things we covered during CES? Or what did you like least about it? What products do you think are just too goofy to worry about? Or what has you very excited that you want to be the first on your block to have? So be sure and join us. We'll air your calls next week on the program if you get them in quickly. 800-899-INTO or use the Into Tomorrow app.
This portion of our Into Tomorrow special from CES is brought to you by Stern Pinball, transforming the game of pinball with Insider Connected. Visit sternpinball.com. And by IFA 2022, tech hub for product first and next-gen insights. Check out ifa-berlin.com.
You hear our next guest every week here on Into Tomorrow. He provides news and analysis about wearable and mobile technology for health and medical applications. And he's the host of our weekly Health Tech Minute. Always delighted to chat with the health tech futurist and editor of Health Tech Insider, Alfred Poor. Alfred, welcome back Into Tomorrow. We missed you in person at CES, but glad to actually see you, reminding our radio audience that we've got video of all of our guest interviews, so be sure and come by and see Alfred and products we're talking about. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm very sorry that didn't make it in person to CES, but everybody's getting the hang of this virtual thing.
Yeah, I know. And we're kind of liking it.
Yeah, I saw at least half as many companies as I would have seen had I been on site.
Really?
So there's no shortage of news.
That's for sure. In fact, we were fortunate in being there in person because no one else was. They went from about 170,000 on average to maybe 40,000 people, which is a heck of a cut. I mean, we joke about how you could shoot a cannon down any aisle and not hit anyone. That's bad for the CTA folks, but oh well. But good for us because we ended up coming back with more interviews from better companies, especially a lot of the smaller companies, who said, no, we've saved all year for this. We have to go. Yeah. And big companies have just bailed. Who needs them anyway? You know, of course, we're going to hear about news from these big companies, but we like to talk with the smaller companies too, including health tech related sorts of things. So between plenty of those interviews during our 3 to 4 weeks of CES coverage, we kept saying the whole week, the only thing we plan to catch is our flight home. And it worked out well. So there was a team of five of us, and we all came back very healthy. Anyway, lots of cool stuff that you have uncovered, certainly as a result of CES, be it virtual or otherwise. Things like sleep tech are helping us into tomorrow, if you will. Tell me about things that you've uncovered.
So sleep tech is an important bellwether for the whole health tech market for me, as I look at it. 3-4 years ago, sleep technology meant we tell you how you slept last night.
Yeah, which right? You may or may not know if you wake up on the wrong side of bed, right?
I mean, I was there. I know how I slept.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't helpful. I mean, it's, you know, tell me how I'm going to sleep better tonight. What can I do? And that's what's happening. That's what's changing. We're now getting more and more approaches and technologies to help us fall asleep better, stay asleep better, sleep deeper, get more rested, because sleep is a challenge in the best of times, and obviously during the pandemic and the additional stress and worry that people have about that, it's become more and more of a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So we're beginning to see some really innovative and different approaches to help you sleep better. One of my favorites was a product called QuietOn. QuietOn, all one word. And what they have is something very simple. It's a pair of earbuds that are active noise canceling. Now, you know the Bose headsets with active noise canceling, and we wear on the airplane and it all of a sudden it shuts out all the noise. Well, this is what you can wear when you're sleeping. And it shuts out all the noise in your room. Perhaps you may have a partner who makes some snoring noises.
No.
That can disrupt your sleep. And so the point of these things is that they have microphones and little speakers in them, and they just create the opposite sound, so it cancels all that out, and you sleep in a much more quiet environment. It's not connected to anything. There's no Bluetooth. There's no radio waves going back and forth. It's just a clean little device that will help you sleep better.
And unlike big bulky headphones that you couldn't possibly sleep with, these are just small earbuds, right? And you power them.
They fit in your ear, and I haven't tried them, but they shouldn't disrupt your sleeping any.
Terrific.
Another interesting approach to that is this product from Cocoon. They call them Night Buds, and this is a wireless device. You pair this with your smartphone or tablet, or you can just use it by itself if you want. It can produce white noise. It can play music from your tablet or your phone to help you fall asleep. It can, or podcasts or whatever you want to listen to. But the cool thing about it, it's wireless. So when you put it on and you get the ears in, it's behind your neck, so you can sleep on your back, your side. It's not going to get in the way.
Very good.
And the buds themselves are very tiny and very soft, so they're not going to distribute. But the really cool part is when it finds out that you're falling asleep, because it's got biometric detectors in it, when you're falling asleep, it brings the music down.
Oh, nice.
And goes quiet. And so if it detects that you're waking up in the middle of the night, well, it might play some white noise or some surf something or other and bring that up and just calm you down and then ease you back to sleep and go away again.
I like the idea of if it'll play things like distant thunderstorms or it'll play whatever you have on your phone
whatever
or tablet.
So but it also has content that it can generate sounds.
Gotcha.
If you want. So, that's a really cool proactive kind of way to help you sleep better.
And what is that called again?
It's called Night Buds.
Night Buds, okay.
And it's made by a company called Cocoon with a K.
Okay, gotcha. And the fact that you said you could also play a podcast, I can't tell you how many listeners we've had over the years that say they're having trouble falling asleep, so they listen to our podcast. And I go, oh, great, I guess. So there's an option there for you, too. You can go to bed with me.
I've had that effect on people myself at times. So. So the third one I want to talk about with sleep is an interesting product called Sleep Me, all one word, but Sleep Me. And what this is a product that adjusts the temperature of your bed based on where you are in your sleep cycles.
Oh.
So you sleep better when you're a little bit cooler. And so it will cool off when it's time to go to sleep and will help you fall asleep. And then in the morning time, it'll warm up again to help you be ready to warm up again, go wake up. But a very novel approach. Incidentally, this is something that Sleep Number has been showing as part of their high end connected mattresses for a couple of years. So it's not a totally new idea, but this is something that you could add on to any bed. And again, it's called Sleep Me.
Very good. Not Sleep With Me, but Sleep Me. It's probably easier to remember that way. Just Sleep Me. Okay. One of the other things that I know we've talked about off the air from CES is invisibles. Tell our audience, what are invisibles? And apparently you can't see them, but that's about all I get.
Well, so one of my key points about wearable technology, health technology in general, is that the more you have to fuss with it, the less you're going to use it. And so I say that we're not going to have these products really succeed and make a difference in our lives until they disappear into our lives. So if you have to take your smartwatch every night off every night and recharge it, or if you have to constantly be updating the software or downloading this, you know early results with the Fitbits and the other health trackers, people would use them for 6 months, 9 months, and then they put them in the kitchen drawer because it was just too much work to keep up with them. And we're seeing products that use a lot less of your attention in order to do the job. I mean, think of the old Timex watch. You put a battery in it, you're good for 3 years.
Yeah, it just keeps on ticking.
Yeah, exactly. You look at your watch, you know, you don't need to know what time it is. You don't have to look. So here are just a quick run through of a whole bunch of products that I think are in this category about helping things disappear. One is Withings. They make smart weight scales and other devices, smart watches and other things, but they've been known for years. They sort of helped get the smart scale business going.
Right.
They now have a thing called Body Scan, which basically has like a handlebar that you lift up out of it's on a tether, and you just lift that up from the scale while you're standing on it. And it will weigh you. It will figure out your body composition, but it also will do it by segments. So it can tell you about the fat content in your legs and your arms and your torso separately. In addition to that, it's a six-lead ECG, a heart meter. So it gets multiple traces about your heart activity. And this all happens just when you weigh yourself in the morning.
Nice. So that you don't have to really think about all of these things.
Exactly.
You just do.
It just happens.
Yeah, do your morning weigh-in and you've got all the detail.
But what if you didn't even have to do that?
Okay.
There's a new product called B Balance. BB, like, you know, a BB gun. BB Balance. B Balance. And what this is a bath mat. And the bath mat has a matrix of sensors, pressure sensors in it. And so when you walk up to the sink to brush your teeth or shave or whatever you're going to do first thing in the morning, you stand on this mat. It weighs you. It figures out your body composition. It assesses your balance. So in the future, eventually they'll hope to build in fall risk assessment for seniors. A whole lot of things you can do with it. But you stand on it and it knows. And the thing is, it knows you from the other household members. It can identify you each individually by instead of a fingerprint, your footprint.
Wow.
So it knows you when you're standing on it.
Does it yell at us if we've gained weight?
No, no. Unfortunately, it stays quiet. But and the nice thing is that everybody in the house can have their own account, so only they can see their data. It's not like there's one big dashboard that everybody's on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Moving on, there's a product called Camino Robotics. And what they've got is a device that bolts onto your walker or your cane, and it collects data about your walking. So if you're a senior or somebody with Parkinson's disease, it can analyze your gait and detect if you're going to be developing more mobility problems and you know how you're doing and all that, which is kind of cool. In a more proactive one, there's a device from Dioro Devices called NextStride. And this is a thing that you bolt onto your walker or your cane, and it actually provides audible and visual prompts to help you walk. This is especially good for people with Parkinson's who have a condition known as gait freeze, where you're in the middle of taking a step and all of a sudden you lock up and you can't take the next step. Well, this provides prompts through cadence and lights and things to help you move more reliably and more efficiently.
Well, that's terrific. Fortunately, I'm not there yet. So keep that in mind, though, as we need those kinds of things in the future. But very cool stuff. I mean, there's some great tech. We're chatting with health tech futurist and editor of Health Tech Insider, Alfred Poor, and we're back with much more. Don't go away. There's more fascinating health tech info coming as Into Tomorrow continues.